The disciples seemed to have a lot of experience in boats with storms rattling their timbers, don't they? Earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus was in a boat with them and there was a terrible storm. You'll probably remember the story because they wake him up and he tells the storm to be calm. And now we have another wild sea that has the disciples nervous, and Jesus appears walking on the water toward them. This story is so famous that it's part of our way of speaking, even for people who don't know where the phrase came from originally. I've heard people say of someone, "Everyone thinks he walks on water." What they mean is that he is exceptionally good at what he does and would be extremely difficult to replace. Or it can also mean that someone is just arrogant and thinks they walk on water. Apparently, in the secular world, it simply means that someone is highly successful, or at least they think they are. To be honest, I have no idea why Jesus chose to do such a thing. All along, he had been extremely modest and hadn't shown off powers just to wow everybody. Maybe he just remembered how frightened the disciples were during the previous storm, and he wanted to be there to reassure them. Then again, why didn't he just calm the storm and let them go on their way? It's a mystery. The point of the story, however, seems to center on Peter. Peter tries to get Jesus to let him walk on the water the way Jesus was. What a cool trick, right? But as soon as Peter feels the buffeting wind, he starts to sink, and Jesus has to save him. That's when Jesus says the famous line, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, here are some of the questions I have that I think we all should contemplate for a while. Did Jesus really mean that if Peter had enough faith, he could have defied the laws of nature? Or is it possible that Jesus meant that if Peter had enough faith, he would not have tested Jesus in that way? I think it's entirely reasonable to think that Jesus knew that Peter was just going to get a good old dunking if he tried to do something so foolish. Now, much later on, after the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension, Jesus assured the disciples that they had been given powers beyond any they had previously known. And the Holy Spirit came upon them and gave them the strength and knowledge of what to do. But the powers they received were never magic tricks. They were things like the power to heal and the power to relieve people of horrible conditions. He gave them the power to speak to people of the whole world and build the church on earth. Right from the beginning, when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he refused to use his power just to show that he could. So I think Peter's folly in asking to walk on the water was something that probably made Jesus roll his eyes, and then he just decided to let him learn the hard way. Jesus did absolutely calm the storm when he finally got Peter pulled onto the boat. But I don't think it was ever his plan to teach the disciples how to do an unrealistic magic trick. But let's try looking at this gospel story in a whole different light. Just imagine that it is an analogy, which the dictionary defines as a comparison between two things typically for the purpose of explanation or clarification. Let's suppose that the boat is the world. There are millions of things that could be the horrible storm right now. Right here in the U.S., there was a white nationalist rally that broke out into violence so severe that the police and governor declared a state of emergency. And a church where black clergy were meeting was surrounded by the white supremacists and Ku Klux Klan. Talk about a storm. Some of the angriest actions were met by a group of clergy and religious people who just kept singing, "This Little Light of Mine." Part of the nasty storm that is boiling around the world is the threat of nuclear war breaking out somewhere, anywhere, maybe even here. And the people whose words are being heard are all more and more and more threatening. Now let's just stop there and imagine that's the analogy. Wouldn't Jesus be the one who would walk on a calm that others can't even see? Wouldn't he be heading toward us knowing that we feel defenseless and overwhelmed, tossed about like little sticks at the bottom of the boat? Would Peter or any human need to call out and ask Jesus to let him or her get out of the boat and walk toward him? Actually, I would say yes. Because Peter needs to stand for those that are trying to find the calm path. Those who can walk through the darkest storm. And the story tells us that even when he failed, Jesus immediately reached to grab him and save him from sinking. Jesus got him into the boat and calmed the waters. Or what if the analogy describes our church? Of course, the storm could be the time of transition. We could fear the unknown, all of the what ifs about how grace will go forward. Jesus is the one who continues to be strong and walk forward even when some of the rest of us are questioning whether we'll ever survive. Peter may stand for your search committee, the one stepping out and trying to learn how to be the non-anxious presence on a boat where everyone is scared out of their wits, but still singing, "This Little Light of Mine." Finally, the analogy could be our lives. We have people in this church facing extreme health emergencies and people who are sidelined because of physical problems. We have friends here who have suffered the death of a loved one and are trying to find their balance in a life that has been shaken. The important message that this analogy is trying to convey to us is that Jesus can and does walk through the catastrophes, the battles, the protests, the transitions, the deaths, and the unknowns without missing a step and without losing his balance. Jesus has the power to calm the storm in our hearts, even if it continues to rage outside. And we can learn to practice that steady, quiet walk. It's no magic trick. We can't necessarily bring about a peaceful world or a renewed parish or a lost life with just a flick of a wand. But we can quiet the storm we perceive around us and within us. The only trick to it at all is keeping our eyes on Jesus. As the psalmist said today, keep your eyes on the Lord. He is the one point on which you can concentrate, and at some time or another, as you meditate and pray, you will feel the power of being one with God, and you will know that all will be well. We will get through this, and Jesus will quiet the storm. And if it helps, you can hum this little light of mine to help keep the darkness at bay. Amen.